بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر. The first ayat of the Quran Sharif to be revealed were the first ayat of Surah Iqra, بسم ربك الذي خلق. That those were the first ayats to be revealed, the first five ayats. And after that, for a period of about 2 years and 2 3/4 years, no wahi was coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, experiencing this great awe of meeting Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, and him inspiring him, and we brought the wahi from Allah Ta'ala, it had brought a lot of anxiety in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which he returned home and he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me up, cover me up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shivering, was trembling. And after that period, then the enjoyment of that meeting of Jibreel alayhi salam and the words of Allah Ta'ala. This a person can understand when he has got really love for somebody and a letter or the words of that person come to him, how he enjoys it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much wanting again to have this contact with Allah Ta'ala. And for about 2 3/4 years, there wasn't this contact, which caused also great anxiety to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was in great anticipation, when will again the words of Allah Ta'ala come to me, the words of the Quran Sharif. For this he was waiting all the time, when one day on the outskirts of Makkah Sharif, he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam sitting on a huge throne which covered the whole sky. And at that time again that same condition came when the first revelation came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were all 100% hard facts of life, and which are testified to by the very subject matter of the Quran. The Quran Sharif, which is an absolute kitab, and nobody can deny even a single ayat of the Quran Sharif. So all this came through that wahi, which Allah Ta'ala had sent with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon this returned home and said to his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Dathiruni, Dathiruni. That is also similar meaning of Zammiluni, cover me up. Then and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also in great anxiety when this had happened. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that condition, Allah Ta'ala had revealed these ayat. And these ayat in the connection with the previous surah, Surah Muzammil, towards the end Allah explained of the great basic fundamental qualities believers have and should have in them. That is to believe in Allah, to establish namaz, to make perfect namaz, to give zakat. And one particular thing that was stressed also was to spend in the path of Allah, and the great, great rewards a person gets, and how Allah will increase it, and how he will have that rewards forever and ever in the year after. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commissioned with a great task. First and foremost, to bring this wahi to mankind and to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum firstly, and to prepare such a band of students, such a band of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who will be completely colored with these qualities. And we see today, if we have to study the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and in fact right till today, those people who follow rightly in their footsteps, what great, great qualities they have got. And these were those people then who brought the deen and spread the deen. And to see the truth of Islam, such people are seen. And till today, they are those people. And the effort of the enemy was always to go against the truth. Right in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and right till today. And that is how to bring down this people of truth. That is the effort that is made by the enemies of Islam all the time. So Allah Ta'ala then addresses Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he is wrapped in the shawl or in a edadown, liha. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, e lihaf me, lipatne wale, O you who is covered with this lihaf, with this edadown, Godru, which we call in Gujarati, and what an address of love and great enjoyment that Allah addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now, up to now, the wahi had come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was one part, and now the next part of Risalat started. That is now to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala to mankind and to take mankind out of darkness into light, to take out mankind from immorality to the highest pinnacles of morality, to take out man from shirk and kufr and take them to the highest points of tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, where man did not even know who Allah is and whether Allah exists or not. They believed in their idols and believed they are controlled by those idols which they made with their own hands. So Allah Ta'ala now commissioned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a very great task and said, Qum fa'anzir, khara ho, phir dar suna de. Now get up, now your work has started. And this work did not end right till the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world. And what a great effort Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, which we see read from the Sirat Kitabs, the lives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he had infused these qualities into the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that each Sahabi became a guiding star and is guided and guiding people till today towards righteousness. When we read about the lives of the Sahaba, those that follow them till today, the righteous and the pious, it is great, great inspiration how our elders and akabir, who also are a copy of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what great qualities. So Allah said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh you who are covered in the shawl, get up and warn the people now. And this warning is not like a police comes and he warns a person, but it is how a father who loves his children, mother loves her children, and with great love they warn them of dangers of life. That what kind of people they are around, what the drug story is, and how they will bring drugs into a person's life, how they warn them with great love in this way. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to do this mission and this work now of warning the people of all the azab of Allah, of all our bad actions. Whatever bad habits we have, how they hit back against us. All this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to warn again, and warn with this great love and emotion and feeling, and guide the people towards righteousness. Further, Allah explains further qualities that were required for this, and which are required for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, and for all of us also, that we also have to bring these qualities into us. وآخر دعوانا